Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a young wrestler bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Hector Bredo, former administrator of the SBA, U.S. Small Business Administration, and also now the current chairman of the LatinoCoalition.com. Put a .com on the end of that, thelatinocoalition.com. And you can find out more about what's going on tomorrow, a big policy day for small business. Folks, well, you've heard me talk about Hector's role in helping small business and keeping you and me front and center. When you've heard me talk about our good friend Karen Kerrigan, who's an original founding member of My Brain Trust, who was just on last week, when you hear me talk about those Karen and her crew being at the table where important things are being debated and discussed and created for you and me, this is what I'm talking about. Hector, thank you for inviting, for making Karen part of your event tomorrow.
She's
pound for pound. Tell her I said this, because she's heard me say this 100 times. Pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than Karen Kerrigan.
I will definitely tell her. She's
you tell her
dynamo.
I said that. And be sure to give Administrator McMahon our best when you say
I absolutely
her.
Will. I think you're going to be. I know you already know her, but I think you're going to be very surprised. She, she's somebody that not only has been really successful, not only started off as a small business person, turned it into a multi-billion-dollar international company, but she really cares about our issues. She really cares about the little guys. She cares about women-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does, and she talked to me about this, is that she measures. She says, look, I don't want my people just to tell me that we're doing good. I want to see the numbers, and especially the numbers with regards to creating jobs, because she knows the place the jobs come from are those small businesses. So I think, stay tuned, but I think you're going to see another great success story coming out of SBA.
So, what are you thinking about the repeal and replace process is going on right now? It's got to be said, and I know folks that you've heard this from the Trump administration, but you know I was saying this before Obamacare even launched. It is a nightmare. It is collapsing. This repeal and replace isn't something mean that somebody's doing to Obamacare. It's doing it to itself, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. Look, you know the numbers. I mean, they're just astronomical. You know, double-digit increases every year, you know, whether or not you had a claim or not. Less choice. Carriers are pulling out of these exchanges. There's 5 states that only have 1 insurance carrier that's even willing to provide insurance to them. So, you know, you're right. This is not a luxury. We have to do this. And one of the reasons why, and you know this very well, our economy, 1/6 of our economy is related to health care. If we can't get the health care piece right, our economy just cannot work. And so, you heard the president say this. Look, the easiest thing for me to do is just, you know, let this thing blow up. But that wouldn't be good for the millions of people that are currently suffering.
Right.
So we've got to fix it.
And for people to act like this, that if they just left it alone, it would be okay. Hector, my personal family, before Obamacare, our costs were $400 a month for insurance premiums, and the coverage we had, we could live with. Now it's $1,000 a month, and all 100% because of the mandates of Obamacare, and the fact that I only have one provider in my state now, and because of all that, my insurance is my premium is gone. And guess what? The coverage and the deductibles are higher, and the coverage is lower.
Jim, that's a story that millions of people are
experiencing. Millions.
And by the way, include me in there. My insurance premiums have tripled. My deductibles have tripled.
You still got kids at home.
Choice. Yeah. Look, remember, they sold us a bill of goods. They said, look, this is just for the people that don't have insurance. If you have insurance, nothing's going to change for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not what
it was.
Not
a lie.
True.
It was a lie.
Yeah. And like, guess what? We still have as many people uninsured as we did when it first started. Less people are signing up.
Look at what happened. Look what happened to Medicaid. They expanded Medicaid, which is costing us a bunch of money. Well, let me ask you a question. One of the things, and this is a really important question. One of the things that Republicans do that is at once endearing and maddening is they can't seem to get on the same page together. Now, the Democrats don't have that problem. They whip everybody into shape. Nobody gets off the reservations over the Democrat side, which is why we wind up with Obamacare. So I'm hoping that what the Republicans are arguing about right now means that, you know, when you go through that kind of a debate, it means you're going to wind up with a better product. But in the meantime, it makes a lot of folks watching nervous. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and we're going to have an opportunity to see Speaker Ryan a little bit later on today, and you know, this is going to be one of the topics on top of the top that we're going to discuss with him. And we want to help him. We want to work together with him and help him. He's got a really tough job. But one of the things these guys are already saying is, look, we've got to stop the bleeding. And then we're going to need to continue improving this as we go along. So this isn't going to be one big bill. In fact, I think you saw yesterday, Sean Spicer, he put a little stack of papers because this is our initial bill. It's not the thousands of pages
right.
of monstrosity
right.
that we
exactly.
got with Obamacare.
Exactly. Hey, Hector, I got about 30 seconds left. I want to remind people tomorrow is a big event. Big small business policy event, Make Small Business a Great Again Policy Summit that your Latino coalition is hosting with a whole bunch of folks from Washington, from Congress, including the Vice President.
Yes, sir. Vice President, the SBA Administrator. I've got about a dozen congressmen coming by, a lot of corporate and small business leaders from around the country. If you want more information, thelatinocoalition.com. By the way, we're going to be doing events all year long, all around the country.
Thanks.
So I hope that you'll...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.